500 all total, and there's not a single thing that's derogatory yet about Walter.
What'd you find out about this policeman?
James Thomas, the police officer that claimed that he was framed, we interviewed him, and he said that when he was assigned to Lafayette Park on a number of occasions, that he knew that the police tried to frame people. But we checked into that, and it proved that he had no facts whatsoever. Now, there was one other man, a man by the name of was the one that claimed that between 6:45 and 7:30 on the night of October 7th, a man by the name who identified himself, rather, as Walter Jenkins, came up to him and tried to solicit him. Now, he said that he denied that he allowed this man to solicit him. He later went bowling. Now, we interviewed this man very thoroughly. We told this man we wanted to put him on the lie detector test. We also told him that we wanted to show him pictures of Walter Jenkins, see if he could pick them out. We told him that we'd put pictures of Jenkins and pictures of other people. The man became a little afraid. He undoubtedly felt he was digging himself a hole, and he said, if you want to talk to me, you go see my lawyer, or you try to see me in court. I'm not going to talk to the FBI anymore. Well, I called Billy Moyers this morning. I told Bill to get in touch with Stuart Udall and of Interior, and tell him to put pressure on this man to tell the FBI the truth. The man came over to see the FBI this morning, and he said, you have told my superiors to put pressure on me, and I'm going to have to turn in my badge if I don't talk to the FBI. He said, I consider that to be duress, and I'm not going to tell you anything. I'm going to stand on my own statement. So the man hasn't talked. Now, we have this proposition. He came forth after the news broke about Walter. And undoubtedly, he's a plant by somebody. We don't know who, but of course we have our suspicions to enlarge the situation regarding Walter. And we do know that this man has a former superior, head of the park police, who's now with the Republican National Committee, a man by the name of Chief Stewart. Now, whether or not this man was engaged in a frame-up or not, we don't know, but we're certainly pursuing it.
Where was Walter at that time?
Walter was at the Newsweek building, Mr. President. He was not in Lafayette Park where this man was. We've proven that by investigation. Walter could not have been there at the time. We've not only questioned Walter regarding the matter, but also Chalmers Roberts of the Washington Post and a number of other individuals who confirmed the fact that Walter could not have been in Lafayette Park at the time. I guess I told you that we disapproved the information concerning him.
Yeah, I'm about to understand that you had a problem with the other fellow.
Yes, sir, that's right. The man Singleman has stayed away, and it'll be tomorrow morning before we can pin him down. But we did check the police records both in Dallas on
what'd you find?
That turned out to be completely negative. There was nothing on either one of them, with the exception of Dallas. There were two arrests for both of them, driving while intoxicated and negligent collision. In one case, he was fined in 1953, $100, but in the next time he had an accident, it was brought before the grand jury and they no-billed it. So, we also found out that Henry Wade, the district attorney down there, who you know, sir, has the file locked up in his office and is keeping it away from people, which I think is logical at this time.
What did they have about New Orleans that you need to check out on? Said they'd written a story and were moving it.
No, sir, they have not moved it, apparently. The Associated Press did have the story and sent it over closed-circuit wire to both New York and Washington about the fact that they were arrested in New Orleans on charges of homosexuality. Now, what we're trying to, we've already proved that the Orleans police have no such charges. And what we're trying to find now is the fact that the AP did move this wire. Now, if they did move it, we get a copy of it, and we can get this fellow Singleman and tie him down, make him admit that he told this lie, why, we'll certainly have a pretty good case. But another, we got to take another step, Mr. President. We've got to prove why Singleman did this. If somebody enticed him to do it, or somebody offered him money to do it.
Who is Singleman?
Singleman is head of the White Citizens Council in New Orleans. He's been in the news a little bit about protesting against integration and screaming about the Negroes and so on.
Well, did he claim that they had a police record in New Orleans?
Yes, sir. He claimed that, and he told the Associated Press that. And what we're trying to do now is get absolute proof that he did it.
Has he ever been in New Orleans?
Not that we know of, sir, but we can interview him and find out. There's certainly no record there of him. No record whatsoever.
All right. Now, when are we going to be able to say that there's no security involved here?
Just as soon as we finish the report, Mr. President.
No, but I'm going to be beat by then.
Well, no, sir. We'll have that report by Thursday. That's only 2 days from now. Or not even that long, and it'll be completed by then. Steve, with over 500 interviews conducted, this has been a very exhaustive thing.
And this is the only two instances you can find.
That's the only two instances of homosexuality other than the admission by Walter that he did it once as a child. Now, he did make this statement, Mr. President, that if there have been other instances, he was under the influence of alcohol, and frankly, he doesn't recall them. So, it looked pretty good from that standpoint. We've also got to face the fact, and I think the public has, not participate in a homosexual incident as he did in 1964, a few nights ago. And both, both incidents occurred during the attention of a campaign a few nights ago and in 1959 when you were seeking the presidency. And it was a tough time for him at all times. He was fatigued and under great tension at both times.
I hope somewhere in there that you'll show what they told me today from the service, that he has received two defense clearances and one atomic energy clearance.
Yes, sir.
And that he had access as a colonel in the service and in this squadron.
Yes, sir.
Because of these defense clearances, to all information is available to high Army officials, high Air Force officials.
All right, sir.
I say to them, how do we justify not clearing him after 59? They said, well, it takes thousands of dollars to make an investigation, and if you make one, you stay with it unless something shows up derogatory or unless there's some reason to suppose it changed. And here's a man that had two defense clearances and one atomic energy clearance and one FBI clearance.
Well, that's right, Mr. President.
And he thought that he was cleared again in 61 and 2 when he got his pass.
Now, Walter knew the fact that these investigations cost the FBI $1,200 for each one, too. And I'm sure that he had this pretty much in mind. I don't think that Walter Jenkins, frankly, was trying to cover up the 1959.
Said he wasn't, told me he wasn't, said he thought his thing was fast, didn't think anything to it.
That's right.
But he didn't get them any on Reedy or any of the rest of them that's 60 that had them any more than we getting one on you coming over here.
That's right.
You had 142 the last time.
That's exactly right. Yes, sir. Of course, we have a continuing inspection procedure in the FBI, but still, nevertheless, my investigation insofar as outside sources are concerned, 1942.
I mean, nothing can keep you from going to YMCA and they're not knowing about it if it didn't check it, you see.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly right.
Now, be sure to include those three check with the Defense Department and If you need to, check with McNamara's office. He'll tell you that there are two defense checks.
All right.
And the highest things. I believe Bill Moyer's got the memo. You look at it tomorrow when you're over here.
Well, actually, I have all that, too, Mr. President, from information I picked up from Jim Rowley and the Secret Service, and also from Bill.
Now, let's not have any friction between you and Rowley and them, because I love them all, and I want to. They do a good job for me.
Mr. President, I called Jim Rowley today, and I told him what I was doing over there, and Jim's a good friend of mine. We go to football games together, and he was thoroughly cooperative. He understood perfectly, and...
Tell him I talked to the Secretary, the Treasury, and one of them is, you all have always been responsible for security checks.
Right.
And they are responsible for protection.
Right.
And that's what this is.
They're responsible for physical security.
Now, they're going to bring out a lot more stuff, you know, about campaign contributions and slush funds and stuff like that.
Yes.
And I don't know how much that's going to affect us, but I just got to get this report out. You don't think you get it out tomorrow?
No, sir, it'll be out Thursday, Mr. President. It'll have to be thorough, and we'll have to complete all these things. Did Bill tell you I showed him last night about this Labor for Gold Water Committee in New York?
Yeah, what was it? What was it about? I've forgotten it.
Well, that directly traceable back to the American Nazi Party. The splinter group of people who left the American Nazi Party and who formed this group in New York, Labor for Gold Water. And I think that's a very telling thing. They have a secret, they have a mailbox in New York.
Well, have you given him that stuff?
Yes, sir. I gave it to him. And, as a matter of fact, Walter and I worked that out before Walter left. And Walter was anxious to know who was behind this. And I had a very intense investigation conducted in New York, uncovered all this material. I turned it over to Bill last night.
Did you ever check that Jay Hall of General Motors?
Yes, sir. I've got the Detroit office checking it now. I do not have a final report on it.
But his given name is supposed to be Jay, J-A-Y.
Yes, sir. I will have that tomorrow.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Right.
Waiting.